Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Samachay, Baba Basra 65. Today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing one who sells a house, and the Gemara is discussing what's included in the actual sale of the house and what's not included. And the Mishnah has taught us that we're only going to assume that things are included if they are attached to the ground physically. So in that context, the Gemara cites a Braisa, and the Braisa records a dispute between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer about what's considered attached to the ground. Says the Braisa, Hamochar es habayis, that somebody who sells the house, Mochar es hadelos, we can assume that they have sold with the house the door, Ve'es hanagar, and in addition to assuming that they sold the house, we assume that they sold the neger, which is the bolt that comes and is affixed to the house and it locks the door. And also as hamanul, we assume that also there was a lock that was attached to the door that's also considered to be attached to the house. However, lo es hamafteach, we don't assume that they have sold the key, because the key was something which was not attached and which you took with you when you left. However, says the Braisa, and this is the key sentence, Machar es ha-machteshes ha-chakuka, that we can assume that if there was a machteshes ha-chakuka, now the machteshes ha-chakuka is an engraving which was made in a stone that was fixed to the ground, the purpose of this engraving was that people would normally press something inside of it. So if this was a hollowing out of this area and it was affixed to the ground, we assume that that was sold with it. But not if something was originally not attached to the ground and you hollowed out this mortar type of structure, this engraving, in order to press something in it like a mortar, and then you affixed it to the ground, that would be something that was not originally attached to the ground and you attached to the ground. So that the Rabbanan say we cannot assume was actually sold with the house, because it doesn't have the law or the assumption that it was attached to the ground. But Rabbi Eliezer comes along and argues with this. Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer says that anything that is attached to the ground, we assume that is like the ground. And so Rabbi Eliezer is coming to include even something that was originally not affixed, which you then made and affixed it to the ground, that Rabbi Eliezer says it would be affixed. So this mortar substance, which was originally not affixed, but then you attached it to the ground, Rabbi Eliezer would say we could assume it was sold with the house as well. Now, this position of Rabbi Eliezer, which sounds very esoteric, actually relates to the laws of how one should construct an Aron Kodesh, the holy ark with which we put our Torah scrolls in. So what is the connection to a holy ark? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem, in Orachayim, in the Mechaber writes that the halacha is that you're not allowed to hang tefillin. Also, with los tefillin, bein bebatim, bein beretzuos. You're not allowed to place tefillin on a peg and hang them, whether from the actual structure, the bias of the tefillin, or else from the straps of the tefillin. Either way, it's considered to be a bizayun, a disrespect to the tefillin itself. However, mutar l'tlosam b'kisan, that if you put the tefillin in a box and you hang that box, that would be permitted. Or if you put the tefillin in a bag and you hang the bag, there's no prohibition against it. That's not considered to be a bizayun. Comes along the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura writes, however, Sefer Torah also that you're not allowed to put a Torah scroll in a box or in a bag and hang up that bag. That is considered to be disrespectful. And, says the Mishnah Brura, even if this is in a Afiush Iba Aron HaKodesh, V'Tola Aron HaKodesh, even if the Torah scroll is placed in a holy ark and then you want to hang this holy ark, it will be prohibited. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, at that point, the Chaye Adam, contemporary, who writes that even if the Aron Kodesh is connected to the wall with pegs, bisedos, it's still prohibited. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaye Adam seem to be saying that the Aron Kodesh, if the Holy Ark is just connected to the wall by beams or by a nail or by a peg, it will be prohibited to hang something in it unless, the Mishnah Berurah says, unless there is something underneath the Aron Kodesh to therefore indicate that the Aron Kodesh is not suspended. So the upshot of this Mishnah Berurah is that we cannot assume that, even though a tefillin can be hung inside a box, we cannot assume that about an Aron Kodesh. So the Aron Kodesh needs to be affixed to the ground if it's going to hold a Torah scroll. So the poskim through the ages have wondered about how is it permitted that some synagogues have an Aron Kodesh, which as a result of the architectural design, the ark is suspended. It's not directly affixed to the ground. Isn't this a violation of this prohibition against hanging a Torah scroll and suspending it in the air rather than it being affixed to the ground? So the Nishmas Adam questions whether or not maybe the permission for this practice could be found from our Gemara, because our Gemara talks about the fact that Rabbi Lezer says that if something was originally detached and then it was attached, it's considered like it is attached. So maybe we rule like Rabbi Lezer and say that since this Aron Kodesh became attached to the wall and the wall is attached to the ground, maybe therefore we don't consider that Rabbi Lezer would consider that this is hanging, and so therefore we would rule perhaps like Rabbi Lezer. So he suggests that as a possible defense. In point of fact, he actually rejects it as a defense. And he says, no, even Rabbi Lezer would say that you need to have cement in order to connect something to the ground. And this would certainly not be sufficient. So he has questions whether or not it's okay. There are other poskim, before anybody questions the ark in their synagogue, there are other poskim who say that it's okay. And everybody should ask their local rabbi. But the point is that this Gemara is relevant to the discussion of a holy ark.